Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
food. Hour 2 of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Taking you up until 10 o'clock. Got a little damage is done, my friend. Coming up later on this hour.
Got one locked and loaded.
Oh, all right. Well, I feel like you kind of did it already, though, dude. You got more to add to this?
Dude, can I just say something?
Sure.
You understand that I lived in a world where everyone demanded accountability.
Yep.
And one of the hardest things for me to do and has been for me to do is to then go in the real world where nobody's accountable. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frustrating.
I get you.
It's frustrating that we sit here every day and talk about athletes and them being accountable, and we don't do it ourselves.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you. I'm not saying you're not justified. I get the frustration. And trust me, listen, doctors.
But if nobody says anything, people think that crap is okay.
Although, in fairness, in sports, recently, hold on, listen to me. The doctor who punctured Tyrod Taylor's lung, still the doctor for the Chargers.
No accountability. Oopsie. That's how they went about it.
I feel like he'd lose his gig after that one.
No!
They probably love him. They're probably like, he got to Justin Herbert early.
See, you want me to tell you the biggest misnomer about Team Doctor?
No, you've told me before, but go ahead. You can let the audience know.
A lot of the times, the Team Doctor pays a licensing fee to be the Team Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He's not... Yeah. Like the best of the best that the team went out
it's like,
and hired.
It's like being the official team mover. Like, what the hell does that
yes.
mean?
Yes. 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 Exactly. So you have a hospital and a doctor. Boom.
Like, still, though, I feel like somebody would like to be, I feel like, you know, if you did find out that the team doctor punctured a player's lung, I feel like that spot's got to open up. There's got to be an out clause.
You ready for this? How long ago was that?
2 years ago. That was when it was rookie year.
Right. Still questioning accountability. Like, there's still, like, you got to go to court. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Where is Tyrod Taylor now? Somewhere. Is he in Houston?
I thought he was in Houston.
I think he's in Houston. Yeah, I think you're right. Hit that ID here, Frog Tide Taylor.
He's a giant.
What? This is WAXY Miami, WSFS HD2 Miramar. The home of Tobin and Leroy, Jim Rome, Hawk and Crowder, the Miami Heat, and Inter Miami. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
Blew my mind, man. These headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Before we get
somebody give them a call, ask them if they know hands.
I'll put it in a note. Before we get to headlines, so what's going on, Caleb? What do you got going on this morning?
Hey, what's up, guys? So Marcos and the friends, how's it going?
Yeah, What's
up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, listen. Listen, man. I don't know about you guys, but I'm still juiced about that game. Like, I don't think my blood pressure's come down yet. I mean, it's Tuesday, and I'm still juiced from that game.
It was pretty awesome.
Look, I wanted to call in yesterday, but I was really scared I'd be lumped in with those people that needed to apologize about Tua, because I'm not one of them. I've been backing that boy for forever. I'm all kinds of behind Tua. But let me tell you something. There's some people that I think we're overlooking right now, because I loved the show yesterday because Tobin was calling out all the bums. All right? But I'm going to tell you, Tobin, I think you're sleeping on how big of a bum Skip Bayless is. Now, I heard Leroy bring him up. But I'm going to tell you how big a bum Skip Bayless is. I can't stand that man. Cool, man, if you watch – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask. Like, I got to be honest with you. Like, I really feel like Skip Bayless has fallen off the face of the earth. Like, I don't hold Skip Bayless takes like I used to. Is he a known Tua hater?
He's your idol.
That's not fair. He was nice to me once when Joy was on his show.
Oh, man, listen, dude. Skip Bayless, if they're not wearing a Cowboys jersey or an Oklahoma Sooners jersey, that man is so out the door on anybody else. I swear, the way he treated and acted like the game Tua did was not impressive at all. Like, anybody could have made that play. If you take Tua's jersey off and you put Cooper Rush's jersey on, he's going to act like that dude should win the MVP.
You're right,
that's how that dude acts.
I'll tell you another one who I missed yesterday, it was a big miss by me, Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons is a huge Tua hater.
True story. And I
was hate listening to him on the other day. Can I see you do it again? All right, dude. Oh, okay. You weren't impressed by that? Like, I mean, anybody who's still on that island of just like, oh, not impressed. Shut up. Come on. With those numbers?
Dude, straight up.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I got to say, though, there are some people we need to call out, okay? There are some people we need to call out for good things, though, because I know we talk about the bums. You got the bum guns out. But we got to talk about the fact that my man RG3 has gone to bat for Tua this whole time. Okay, I love RG3, and I love the fact that he got to strut his stuff all over the TV yesterday. Talking about, listen, man, I told y'all. But I don't know, man. I just wanted to give some love to that guy. But listen, as far as the game goes, guys, I know we talked a lot about Tua, a lot about Tyreek, a lot about Waddle. Mm-hmm. But we got to talk about some of the dudes that I feel like we hadn't talked about enough. Number one, Alec Ingold. My goodness, that dude's awesome.
Yeah.
My goodness, that dude's awesome. And then number two, are we ever going to see Austin Jackson get on the field again? Because Greg Little was on fire. I mean, that dude balled out yesterday.
Eichenberg had some monster blocks, too. Yeah. Appreciate the call, Caleb.
Oh, yeah, he did, dude. The whole line.
Whole line played good, man.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Caleb. Whole line was looking good, man. The whole line was looking good. Here is Mike Gesicki yesterday. Leroy, I think you'll like this. The tight end, he's playing bouncer on the Tua bandwagon, and he's not just letting anybody on, all the fakes. Here's Mike Gesicki.
I feel like I've answered this question 100 times, but he's dealt with so much criticism and outside noise from people that aren't in the building, people that aren't aware of the situation, people that don't know the play call, people that don't know the situation. But they're still going to say and, you know, do anything they want because it draws attention to a negative situation. And unfortunately, that's the world we live in. People want to be negative rather than understand that, you know, he's a young quarterback and he's only getting better. And he's made plays for this organization for the third year now. And now this year, people want to hop on the bandwagon, hop on the train. And if I was him, I wouldn't let him.
I like that. I wouldn't let him. Bouncer, Mike Gesicki.
You know,
not allowing people in.
The thing about it is what makes it even worse is that no matter how hard people have been on Tua, he's never snapped back. He's always
taking the
high road about everything.
I feel like if you did want to come on Tua's bandwagon, I feel like Tua would give you a gift basket. You'd be like, of course. Oh, you were mean to me? That's all right. Come on.
Right.
Bygones exactly. Be bygones. Come on to the Tua wagon.
But you ever notice the abrasive guys, the guys who snap back, usually start getting the benefit of the doubt because people,
It's the craziest thing because guess what? You remember Skip Bayless and Baker?
Oh, yeah. Colin Cowherd, especially. Colin Cowherd. Yeah, I'm Colin Cowherd and Baker Mayfield. That was a big one. Big public beef.
Right. You know, so.
But I think people applauded Baker for that because people like when people snap back at the media. That's not Tua's style.
That's not who he is.
Unless you're stalking his, of course, stalking his nuptials. You know, then he gets mad. Right. But other than that, he's probably just like, "Welcome to the Tua bandwagon, everybody. Bill Simmons, welcome. Look, we're gonna have activities time in about 15 minutes. You know, and then after that, I'm going to play a little ukulele, and of course, we're going to start making Christmas cards, because I love Christmas.
I love Christmas.
I mean, yeah. So, like, he's probably handled it, and I think more people appreciate Tua, especially in the organization and his teammates, based on how he's handled all these situations. You think about the situation with the coaching, the situation with Fitzpatrick, the situation with, you know, all these different situations that he's gone through 2 years into his career.
Yeah.
And still, you know, now I would say this. I said, you know, there's a lot of good things to take from this game. While keeping in mind it's still only one game, but if you see and you take his whole career, as short as it is, he's got a winning record mm-hmm. with guys who were in the organization sabotaging him. Right? So, like, now he has support.
I think
you can clearly see his production is a lot better. Granted, it could be Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, but so what?
I feel like Tua is so nice that he would even let Brian Flores on his bandwagon. Like, he would welcome him in and give him a nice ice cold cucumber water. You know?
Yeah.
Daddy loves you guys.
It's okay. Yeah. Flo. Listen, he'd bring Flo in for a hug and be like, "It's okay, baby. Bygones be bygones." And Flo would be like grimacing. All prickly about it.
No. Or when they play Pittsburgh and they beat Pittsburgh, he gets in the middle of the field and hip thrust. I told you, Flo! Told you!
No. What I would love him to do, I would love Tua throw 4 touchdowns against Pittsburgh, and then he goes over to Flo and just starts doing his golf swing.
You think that should be a touchdown celebration?
That would be great. Just gets right up to Flores and goes, just a little putt. Sorry.
Tiger was fist bump.
Yes. You do a little putt, and then, like, you know, Jalen Waddle can make a pin, and he falls.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be something.
See, we have that in us. I remember we played Dallas on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the running back room, and we have special teams meet. Pretty much everybody goes special teams. You're first, second, and third team special teams, and you have to know when your guy's out. So everybody's in special teams. And so me and Chuck, who's the fullback, we sit next to each other, and me, Chuck, Robert, and Harold. We sit next to each other, and they made a big play, a tackle on kickoff inside the 20. And they all rode the horse all the way to midfield. I say, "Chuck, if I score a touchdown, we riding the horse," right? So I scored, and me and Chuck got up. We start riding the horse. That's about to go. What the hell are you guys? We ride the horse. We cowboys. We ride the horse.
I love it. We'll take a quick break here on the show. Hour 2 rolls on after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy, got a little damage is done, my friend, coming up later on this hour.
Damage is done, my friend.
There's a lot of nominees for that. You guys can text the show, 786-360-0790. You can call us, 786-360-0790. Texter writes in, oh, snap, Tobin, you throwing shade at the good Greek? I'm not throwing shade at the good Greek. I was just using an example.
You know, people are upset.
Leroy, first of all, it's the most genius marketing campaign in town.
Oh yeah,
the good Greek.
Sure. Good Greek movie.
When they have Duncan Robinson there and in the locker room and all that stuff. I was just using that as an example of like, you know, we're the official blank mover, but it's not like Duncan Robinson is forced to use the good Greek to move his house if he were to be traded to Phoenix or something like that. You know. Just an example. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't want that to happen.
Sweetener.
Love Duncan Robinson. And by the way, a little crazy with these Jay Crowder rumors, you know? He made his choice. You know, he didn't want to stick around. He wanted to go to Phoenix.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden he's like, flirting with the Heat again.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to Jay Crowder when we want to get to Jay Crowder on our terms, okay? Yeah. Jay Crowder, I hate to say this. Bit of a safety blanket, you know? He'll be there when we want him to be there. We know he wants to be in Miami. If things are going really bad at the four spot, then you pull the Jay Crowder trigger. Until then, I'm just like, you know what? Let's see how this works out with the young guys. Let's see what Spo's got cooking. I trust Eric Spoelstra. Call me crazy, but a guy who has the credentials of Eric Spoelstra, I think he's got stuff in the works.
It's fair.
You question every move.
That's not true. That's not true.
Oh, really?
That's not true. That's not true. What do I question with Eric Spoelstra? He's a genius. A savant.
Okay.
One of the greats.
No doubt.
You're being very, like, I don't know. I don't like your tone.
Because I know you're lying.
Minus one for Sass.
And I'm not, no, it's not minus,
minus
one.
Minus one for Sass.
So wait, I'm getting a minus one because he's lying?
I'm not lying.
Really?
You're throwing shade at me for no reason.
Because you question every move. You determine who you want. Why couldn't we get him? You've traded every guy on the team.
That has nothing to do with coaching moves.
Right, but if Jay Crowder's going to end up here, it's going to be more than just a coaching move. The coaching move happens when the games start.
I'm just saying, I'm not like sitting here like, oh my God, we got to get Jay Crowder. The season's a disaster.
But you've said that about a lot of players.
Jay Crowder was a throw-in. Like, they could find a Jay Crowder. You find a Jay Crowder. Yeah, you find a Jay Crowder, dude. They found a Jay Crowder, PJ Tucker. You find one.
Really? There's not that many of those
guys. Got some faith, dude. It's, call me crazy.
I know. I'm not. You know what?
Makes the Eastern Conference Finals two out of the last 3 years. Call me crazy if I want to have a little faith in my Heat organization.
I didn't question. I don't question anything. Right? I'm more than, look, my little knowledge of basketball compared to those guys, that means that I have to give them the benefit of the doubt.
You see Darius
and
Slay.
And if I don't, that would make it sound like I know more than them.
You see Darius Slay give a ball to James Harden yesterday? You know? In Philadelphia? I love that Philadelphia is talking themselves into James Harden. Joel Embiid's already talked himself out of James Harden. He goes, he's not Houston James Harden anymore. That's not who he is. Can you imagine Joel Embiid saying something like that after the game? He's not that guy. You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy.
That's pretty amazing coming from your own teammate.
Right.
Right.
Well, listen, Joel Embiid loves throwing a good teammate under the bus.
I mean, but look, he had a lot of practice. His teammate was Ben Simmons.
Yeah, certainly.
You're dead to me.
By the way, what happened to Doc Rivers' Twitter account this weekend? Did anybody know?
Oh, no. Why? It got hacked?
Apparently, that's
what
they
hacked. They got me, though.
That's what they claimed.
They got me.
Apparently, Doc Rivers was liking some interesting stuff on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. The old I got hacked. Huh?
So apparently, he's saying he got hacked. Hmm. Well, you know. What happened, Doc?
Hey, ain't nothing. Hey, but I don't know. I just clicked on one booty, and all of a sudden, my whole Twitter was filled with butts. Because you know, if you even like something like that, it all bets are off.
There's a headline. Doc Rivers is trending because, well, apparently he's been liking some porn on Twitter. Oh, my God. Another guy says, not so private pornographic peeper. Doc Rivers reportedly hacked
amid
spicy Twitter liking spree.
Oh, God. Doesn't he have a blue check mark? How can he still get hacked?
Oh, anybody can get hacked, dude. Yeah, you can get hacked. You think you're immune?
I got hacked in Instagram. That's why I don't even hardly do Instagram.
Doc Rivers draws attention for sexually inappropriate Twitter likes. All right. Well, Doc Rivers, calm down, Doc.
It's a hot boy summer.
You gotta use that incognito browser, Doc.
He's been hanging out with James Harden a little too much.
Fat bum. Hey,
I didn't know that if I liked it, that it would be saved on my Twitter feed.
Probably. Doc Rivers not a young man. It's possibly he didn't know that.
Right.
It's possibly he didn't know that.
I don't press that hard for nothing. I don't know. Because you can see a good comment without seeing the thread, and you could be responding to that comment, and then all of a sudden you part of that thread, and you're like, no.
Dude, I had to mute a conversation the other day because I put out that slanderous Fitzpatrick mashup with the Tua highlights, and I got so many retweets, but people were getting so mad because, oh, he was nice in the interview. This is egregious. And I said, you're right. It is. Oh, well. And then so I just people don't realize once I get to like 100 retweets, old Tobes mutes it. I'm out. You guys can fight amongst yourselves. I've done what I want to do. It's like throwing a little a troll Molotov cocktail onto Twitter, and I just walk away like the Joker. That's what it's like, dude. What's up, Handsome Daffy?
Hey, what's going on, man? Shout out to y'all as always. I just wanted to say three things, man. I'm surprised the haters didn't compare that game to a Matt Flynn game when he threw 7 touchdowns. And also, if Tua takes us to the Super Bowl, the haters are going to say what they always say. They're going to be like, well, can he do it again? Because they never give the man credit. Also, to end this call, Toast, my daughter want to say something to you.
I love our Tour.
That's what I'm talking about, Handsome Daffy. That's a good parent right there, dude. That's a good parent.
Dude, we have people. Go to school.
Also, I apologize for your daughter being in the car and us talking about Doc Rivers liking stuff on Twitter. I apologize. I should have realized that. I do try and be more appropriate during the go to school hours.
We didn't know that our demographic was.
My apologies. I actually do. I do know a lot of people listen to us going on the way to school. So I apologize to that, everybody.
Unacceptable.
You know what? Sometimes this show is willy nilly, and you don't know when you're going to bring up Doc Rivers' Twitter activity.
Yeah.
You don't know. But let that be a lesson to everybody out there.
So now we got to use that to start Hour 2.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Who doesn't love Hour 2, dude? It's funny he brings up Matt Flynn because I was reading yesterday, I think it was
Matt
ESPN.
Matt Flynn went back-to-back 400.
It was an interesting one where it was people who have had 400 passing yards and 5 touchdowns in the game over the past decade. This is from Bill Barnwell. Here's the list. Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Nick Foles, Jared Goff. Although Jared Goff, I mean, those Lions, they can score. Peyton Manning, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Schaub, Deshaun Watson. Pretty good list.
Okay.
Pretty good list.
And so basically, what that list is telling me is that doesn't just accidentally happen.
Yeah. It's a pretty good list, right?
Right. Right.
You got Nick Foles, Super Bowl winner.
But if you say something like, so there was, I think, Scottie Scheffler this year, he won like two in a row, back-to-back, or three or something. It was like he was on a bit of a heater. And they go, yeah, man, here's the list of people who won two or three in a row, right? I think Tiger won seven. Seven term is here, and he won 7 in a row. The record is 11, but that was in like the 1940s, right? Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's something that doesn't happen. So no matter how bad a golfer you are, if you're a professional golfer and you win a couple, two or three tournaments in a row, you can't be a bum. That's what that list is saying.
And the reason Matt Flynn sparked it for me is it reads, if you go back 11 seasons instead of just that 10-year window that he puts, if you go back an 11th season, then you can add Matt Flynn, who threw for 480 yards, 6 touchdowns in week 17 against the Lions. But
here's the problem. Like, there's outliers. That was an outlier because dude got a big contract. He couldn't even win the starting job from Russell Wilson.
Right.
So there's outliers.
There's outliers. But over the last 10 years, that list I gave you, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Nick Foles, Jared Goff, Peyton Manning, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Schaub, Deshaun Watson. Even Matt Schaub is a guy who's had success in this league.
Success, right.
You know, Jared Goff, people will scout it. Dude's been to a Super Bowl. Definitely the least sexy name on there, but he's the number one overall pick. By the way, it's getting very bright here.
So we're looking at, was how many people on? 7 people on that list?
I think it was 10. Let me count again.
10? 7 of them are Hall of Famers. 6 or 7 of them are Hall of Famers, right?
Yeah.
So if you're on a list where a majority of them are Hall of Famers, you're in good company.
Pretty crazy. We'll take a break.
Did Dan Marino ever have one of those days? I know he did 500.
He did.
Did he have 6 touchdowns?
Oh, in the same 500? Game? I don't know if the 600. Yeah. I don't know if the 6 touchdowns was in the same that he had the.
Right.
That he
so
had.
Did
that.
He have 400?
I think he did though. No, I think he did. I feel like in all these numbers, it was at least over 450.
Yeah. Well, I know he threw for 500.
He's good.
Oh yeah. Come on, stop.
Damage is done. My friend is next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. We're streaming live on Twitch. You guys can get us there. 790 The Ticket is your channel to watch us. Get in on the conversation. You guys can text the show. Been taking some calls this morning as well. 786-360-0790. Miami's still buzzing over Sunday's win. Last night, the Buffalo Bills, they throttled Ryan Tannehill 41-7. So we set up a week three matchup against Buffalo. Dolphins have not won a game against the Bills in seven tries. So that spans
Buffalo.
That spans over their spans over more than three seasons since they've beaten the Bills.
It's all right. We didn't beat Baltimore.
They did last year.
No, I mean at
they
home.
They did last year, but not in Baltimore.
No, they haven't won in Baltimore in 25 years.
That's, we're breaking streaks all
breaking
season,
streaks,
baby.
Dude. All right? Breaking streaks. But
oh, so in other words, we got receipts.
Yeah.
We cashing them in this year.
But I want to get to speaking of receipts. So last week, you guys will remember Sean Payton. He said something to the effect of, the Dolphins will play two quarterbacks this year. Teddy Bridgewater's going to play for the Dolphins. He said he was looking around the league at the teams, and he designated eight teams he found would have quarterback controversies or quarterbacks, multiple quarterbacks will play not due to injury. You know, so like a Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance, that may have been a situation anyway, but that doesn't count. That's an injury situation. He saw eight situations over across the league, and Miami, the most notable. Well, listen to this weasel, this snake, Sean Payton, yesterday on Colin Cowherd's show. Completely walk it back. Here's Sean Payton.
Look, I've been somewhat hard on Tua and wrong, really, because these first two games has been really impressive. The first thing watching yesterday's game, it reminded you of Clayton and Duper. Here are Waddle and Hill, and every time they went to a game break, one of those two guys was not involved in a 10-yard completion, but a 40-yard completion.
Right.
And so we forget about the Clayton Duper error with Marino, but credit Mike McDaniel and those guys. It's one of those teams that's drinking the Kool-Aid and playing well, and they had a good defense a year ago, and so now they have a good offense and an explosive offense, and Tua is following the game plan each week. And so 2 weeks in, certainly I've been wrong, and he's been impressive.
Yeah, well, guess what, Sean?
Hold
on. No. This is my damage done. No. You can go after me. First of all, Sean, guess what, dude? We know you were hard on Tua. You sounded like a loon last week when you were calling for Teddy Bridgewater. So you know what, dude? I don't want to hear it. The damage is done, my friend. Everybody knows that you were going to take this job and everything blew up in your face. You're going to be there with your little friend Tom Brady, who is still yet to answer for his crimes. So, good for you. You know what? You want to sit here, oh, I've been hard on Tua. What a limp bleep take that is. You believe this guy, Leroy?
I would like to add to that as an offensive guru, you're going to tell me that Tua threw for 469 yards, six touchdowns, following the game plan. Right? He just made it sound like, Well, if we just plug Teddy Bridgewater in there, Teddy Bridgewater would have did the same thing. That's how he presented that. And he kind of snuck in a, I was wrong. But not after you hit him over the head 17 more times.
The Sean,
like, holy smokes.
You're
on. Why can't we just be wrong and move on? It's got to be we wrong, but, and this whole explanation. No, you were wrong. And oh, show pony, Colin Cowherd is yucking it up.
Shut up.
Yep.
Damage is done, dummies.
That's it. That's it. Damage is done. They should hold hands and jump off the ship.
What do you got? You got anything else for damage is done?
No,
today?
That's it.
All right.
I had one, but like
that annoyed you.
Man, that annoyed me because you could have came out there and say, "Whoo, was I wrong about Tua?" And that would have been the end of it, and we would have accepted your apology. But to go on a 10-minute explanation as to why you were wrong, no. Nobody cares.
Jay Figg, what do you got for damages done today?
So an hour into his performance, Post Malone took a hard fall while performing Saturday in St. Louis.
Wow.
The rumor was, until recently, was that he broke 3 ribs.
Oof.
But his manager ended up confirming that it was just bruised ribs.
Oh, then toughen up, Buttercup.
So the damage is done to his
damage is done, my friend.
And the person who failed to close the stage floor.
Wait, so something. So this
Wait,
guy.
He
so,
fell through the floor?
Yeah.
So it was like.
You haven't seen the video?
It was like, no, I haven't seen the video. So this is like that Bad Bunny fan who like tried to run onto the stage of Bad Bunny and just fell in like a trap door?
Kind of. So yeah, basically that door is what was supposed to raise and lower the guitar stand, apparently.
Oof.
And it didn't close on time. So when he turned around, he started walking and singing and boom, he fell. Oof. And he took a very nasty fall. It looked scary for a while because he was on the floor for 10 minutes until someone was able to come get him. They went.
Wait. So he's in an arena with thousands of people. He's got band people. He's got all these other people. You say until somebody was able to get him?
Well, I think the real question for Post.
It's like he just laid on the ground floundering?
Well, I think the real question. I think the real question for Post.
What the hell? Could nobody. Like, you would think somebody's there to get him immediately.
But I think the real question, though, for Post Malone is he doing better now?
Minus one, quickly.
That's a point, dude. What are you talking about?
Minus
That's
one.
That's egregious.
No. Because
you're the worst.
The worst. See?
I mean, like, really, what he should have.
He is better now. He's on pain meds.
Well. Oh, yeah. When he saw that trap door, he should have just been running circles around it.
Marco. Minus one.
Thank you.
For sass.
What?
For sass.
The sass part is because you tried to double up. Once you got the minus one for the first one, subsequently, everything that came after that was going to be a minus one.
He's reading titles. I know he's reading titles.
What are you talking about? You don't know that.
You don't know what I'm doing.
Wait, look, he's looking around.
You don't know what I'm doing. Honestly, that's just part of life, of partying like a rock star.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Marcos, what do you got?
We haven't talked about it. I don't even want to talk about it much, but Miami Hurricanes, damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done, my friend.
You almost ruined my weekend. And every time you have an opportunity to prove that you're back, you prove that you're not. Still got faith in Cristobal and the regime that he has put together, but for ruining my Saturday.
Are we questioning the talent on that team now?
Yeah, and I know we got good recruits coming, and I know Restrepo's injured and this and that and blah, blah, blah. But yeah. Damage is done, man. I don't know if I'm going to get hype as I was these past couple weeks.
TVD has not played well. TVD has not played well the first couple weeks.
Yeah, he has not played well, but he also, I mean, doesn't have a lot around him either. So
right.
It's tough. I think the thing that's annoying about it is, even with the talent discrepancy, that game was there for them. That's what's annoying.
Right. Because they had struggles just as bad at quarterback.
Yeah, they had struggles at quarterback, and yeah, I get it. They raved about the track stars they got all over the place, but even still, missed terrible special teams mistakes. The penalties, the missed field goals. Oof. It was still there for them, and tons of first downs. Couldn't get anything done in the red zone. So frustrating. Even with all those criticism of talents and all that stuff.
You think they need that horse at running back? Because when you get in the red zone and you can run the football, it does kind of open up things for TVD.
It does. I've been pretty impressed with the running game so far. It's the receivers, though. There's nobody open. Yeah, there's nobody there. Separation. And it doesn't, they rushed for 175 yards. Like, Knighton and Parrish were doing great.
Right.
But
I think they need to. And here's what I love about guys like McDaniel is that you have to identify what you have and be creative with it to make it work. And so if you don't have receivers that create a lot of separation, you have to do stuff with your route combinations to get guys more open. And I think a lot of times colleges and university coaches, they get into a habit of, just lining up and playing and saying, we got athletes too. And so those who identify that quicker, that's why you ever notice some of the craziest offenses and some of the best offenses to watch are from the smaller D1 schools. The schools that aren't necessarily a powerhouse. Remember Boise State? I mean, they did a lot of stuff like that. So I think sometimes you need to be more aware of who you are, and you might have to be a little more creative to get guys open because they can't get open on their own.
What I really think, though, is look, offenses take time to bloom, like a sunflower.
What does that mean? Nothing.
You were going there.
Marcos!
He was eagerly waiting for it.
He has been waiting.
Marcos, get it! What are you doing?
We didn't like that one.
No!
Minus one.
I called it.
It's a continuation of the crime.
4 minutes ago.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.